We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Allison 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Allison 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. That is the number one song in the world at this moment. Actually, just in the country. Number one, all of a sudden, jumped right up there to the top spot. Harry Styles, Watermelon Sugar. All right, let's... Hi. Let's get right to the news.
The Everybody List Report.
Everybody loved... This isn't news, by the way. This is a dir, George. Everybody loves Watermelon Sugar. It's the best. Thank you.
You have spoken.
Right.
Watermelon is one of my favorites. I love watermelon.
So delicious.
Even you love it. Right. Of course you do.
Can't argue with it. On a hot summer day, come on. Give me a slice of that.
Any day, anytime, all the time. Watermelon Sugar.
I just want to taste it.
Right.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry I continued it. He was about to move on and I had to stop it.
Right.
Back to you, Vin. It's all
this Alice report is brought to you by the... What did you... say more about it?
No.
Huh?
I can't wait to hear what's going on in the world, Vinny.
All right.
From my cave that I'm living in. Without, there's no watermelon in here. I don't know what happened.
Wait, so you do want to talk about watermelon sugar?
Oh my God,
then.
Why did I say that? Nope.
This Alice report is brought to you by the National First Responders. What? The National First Responders Virtual Stair Climb. We are teaming up to raise money for first responders suffering from post-traumatic stress injuries in the San Francisco First Responder Stair Climb. This year, the event is going virtual. Just because we can't meet and climb in person doesn't mean we can't raise funds for the first responders. Anyone can climb, step, swim, or run from anywhere. Complete the challenge from September 11th to October 11th, 2020. Go to ws.radioalice.com/sfstairclimb to find out more info. Thank
All right.
you.
Good cause.
What now?
That I was saying what a great cause that is.
Oh. You're right. Yes. Here's what's happening. So I guess I'll begin with this story because I think it's a good story. Well, first of all, I should mention Kamala has been added to the Democratic presidential ticket as vice presidential nominee. So that is who will be running against Trump Pence. It will be Biden Harris. In November. Please let this election just go smoothly. Just yep. go
just
smoothly.
Go smoothly. I would just, be happy just, with that.
Right. Let's just
let
have
me trust
that go
the
smoothly.
Result.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. Here's what's happening. Does seeing someone else who's happy make you happier?
Yes.
I agree. Over half of people in a new poll said yes. That's the answer.
Oh.
You know, I think there are plenty of people who might get weird feelings of jealousy or something else other than simply saying, I like that person smiling. I'm glad they're happy and having fun, and I feel better about myself seeing that. But here are the top 10 things that can instantly put a smile on our faces.
Okay.
Hearing some good news.
Oh. That does
That's
help.
Always nice. Seeing yeah. someone else smile. And it is harder right now. I'll tell you something. I often flash a grin at people, even like not to, I'm not saying hi, I just smile at you. That's just my way of, you know, hey, yeah. You know, whether or not you want to say hi back or smile back or whatever, I'm going to smile at you. And I think that's something that is catching. I could be wrong, but they're saying this is the case.
Today is that we've got a mask on. And
that's what I'm getting at, right? That we don't have that. I go to the grocery store and no one can tell I've just flashed them a grin. So, oh well. It's worth a try anyway.
Just draw a smile on your mask and then, you know, you can.
Oh my God. The things people are putting on masks. It's actually, there's some funny ones and then there's, of course, gross ones and more. Oh. But
what, like a slice of watermelon or something across their face?
Actually, there's you should look at what Steve-O's, the masks Steve-O are selling are absolutely, they're funny, but they're absurd.
Steve-O's face masks.
You can describe it to the people.
It's, let's see. Images. Let me look at that. I'm really just seeing bad teeth and his mouth and...
No,
what are you thinking?
He's actually got fake teeth, so his teeth are imperfect because they're fake. He's clearly destroyed them all and has, you know, new fake choppers. But no, he took something that looks like something and squirted it.
Oh God! Oh,
do you see it?
I see it. He's
right.
Got a mouthful of. He's letting milk drizzle out of his mouth.
Right, something that looks like something pouring out of his mouth, and that's the cover of the mask, and he's selling those to people who want to wear that, apparently.
Boy, he's got remind me never go to this site again. All right. That. That is an underbelly right there, people.
Hanging out with friends or family you haven't seen in a while, also on the list of things that makes you happier. Making someone else smile, a good joke, quality time with your family, surprises.
Ooh,
seeing
surprise.
A baby smile or laugh, compliments from strangers, and listening to music, all on the list of things that make you happier.
Hmm. And you should be looking for ways to make yourself happier. It's tough right now.
Yep, I agree.
Find a happy place.
The last...
This is a sad version of happy. No offense to you,
don't waste your time. Here's why. Oh, geez. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. I never heard this. That's funny. It's him singing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
They just put it all in minor. That's
all in minor.
Really very clever. Oh, and then the strings kick in. Those are always sad. Oh, that's genius.
Yep.
Oh, so
the
sad.
Last Blockbuster Video in the world is in Bend, Oregon.
Ah.
They still have one.
I've heard about it. You've told us about this, I believe.
Yes. So it looks like that Blockbuster store in Bend, Oregon, next month they're going to do, I think it's a contest. I'm not sure if they're doing this as, let me see here. Anyway, here's what they're doing. The owners of the last Blockbuster they've set up a room in the Blockbuster video store to look like a room from the 90s, which includes not a flat, wide screen TV, a VCR, a beanbag chair, a pullout couch. They're going to provide candy and snacks. They're going to actually Airbnb the room. And you'll have access to all the movies they have there available for rental. So
that's
you
genius.
Can go stay there for a night. And it's, you know what? It's not only genius, but it's neat because what they say here is, and it's only for the people in the area. It's just for Bend, Oregon, at least for now. But the manager of the store, Sandy Harding, who's been there since 2004, says, "The only reason we're still in business is because this community goes out of its way to keep renting movies from us, even though there's a million other ways to get movies. They continue to come here and support this store and keep us in business. And this is our give back. So they're going to rent the place out for $4 a night.
Oh, it's a regular rental price.
Which is the price of renting one movie there. It's an Airbnb. They're going to do this for three separate nights next month to families who want it, which I think it's people will want this, right?
I think so. It would certainly be a story you could tell. If only you could rent that every night for $4 a night. That's affordable living right there.
Anyway, I thought that was really fun that, you know, their community still goes out and rents VHS or whatever. I don't know what they're getting.
I don't need to get Netflix. I got a Blockbuster right down the street. Oh, there's The Room. Isn't that adorable? It has a big screen TV. It's just one of those, if I'm seeing it right, maybe that's like a bookcase.
I haven't looked at The Room.
Oh, I see. It's this thing right there. Okay. Yeah, it's just and it's a square TV, like the olden days TVs,
right,
as opposed to the new widescreen.
Right.
That is hilarious. Good for them.
So, you know, could go well, and maybe they'll want to do this, you know, more often.
Right.
And they also, just as an addition to that, because, of course, I'm sure everyone was like, you can't go do that, right? They're going to have that room cleaned thoroughly and disinfected after each family stays there, so there isn't any risk? I don't know, but less risk of anybody getting anything, right? So we have a person on the show who, well, she likes to eat a lot of different stuff, but she also likes to eat candy corn,
Are you talking about me? Is it me?
I was trying to allow you to remain anonymous, but all right, you've outed yourself.
I'm not ashamed of it. I love candy corn. I stack it up. I make it into little corn cobs. I love it.
There's a new Brock's. Is that what they're called? Brock's. They're the
B-R-A-C-H,
people who.
Brock's.
Yes, they're the ones that make candy corn, and they're announcing a new flavor.
Oh boy!
Which you'll start to see in Walgreens locations around the country. The flavor is turkey dinner.
Ew.
The candy corn in each bag is all different flavors, including green beans, roasted turkey, cranberry sauce, ginger glazed carrots, sweet potato pie, and stuffing.
All right, I'll try it, but I'm not going to like it.
Yeah, right.
I'll try it, though. The ginger glazed carrots sound pretty good. Well, there it is. Well, if I see it, I'll buy it. I'll just check it out. What if I love it? What if green bean flavor turns out to be my flavor?
You know what? Review it for us. We'd love to know.
I'll do it. Maybe I'll sort through the whole thing, and then I'll just arrange it on a plate. That's Instagrammable. You know me, always looking for something to Instagram. Mm.
Yeah, that is sort of a thing that you like to do, isn't it?
Well, if I see something cool, I need to share it.
Okay. Whatever you say.
Buying a bag of turkey dinner. Candy corn.
How about a couple fast facts? Oh, God, the time. Where does it go?
All right, I love fast facts.
The first time a computer successfully ran a piece of software was June of 1948. The first time a computer successfully ran a piece of software was June of 1948. This crap's been going on a lot longer than we knew. A computer in England ran a program. They say it was basically just a calculator, but that was the first time in 1948. Oh, this is a weird one.
Oh, boy.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, is that your house or Brent's house?
Yeah, that's my kid. Yeah, that's my kid.
Check out this computer here.
Oh my God.
That's a computer in 1948.
To be honest, that's what our engineering room looks like at the studio.
Yeah.
That is a lot of equipment. Boy.
In 1990, Crayola's senior crayon maker retired after 37 years and revealed... He's actually colorblind.
No.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
Did his employers not know, too?
I don't know. They're saying here that he revealed it upon retirement, so I guess they
gotcha.
Didn't know.
I'm colorblind.
Right.
And one last one. Arnold Schwarzenegger got paid $75,000 for Terminator 1 and $15 million for Terminator 2.
That is a solid raise.
It's a healthy raise. Listen up. But, you know.
Listen up, Entercom. That's a solid raise right there.
Right. That's how it's done, Intercom.
Yeah, Intercom. Take notes.
For every word he said in Terminator 2. Oh, that was pathetic.
Legit.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Kamala Harris could mean four more years of Trump. All the sexist, racist, and whatever who voted for Trump will now rally to keep a black woman away from that office. Sorry, but that's a big possibility.
Everybody needs to get out there and vote. Take nothing for granted. Vote.
Right. Vinny, please spill the beans about what happened to you with Hamilton. I've never kept
I'll
that a secret from you guys. I don't know what you're talking about.
We all went to try to get Hamilton tickets, and Vinny found himself on a reseller site without checking and wound up paying $1,700 for his, where the rest of us got him for a mere, by comparison, $500.
And I didn't have good seats, by the way,
no.
either.
No. Nope.
And another, never mind, I can't defend myself against
it.
This.
So
it's not worth it. Who cares? It's over.
I care.
I saw the Hamilton, and it's fine. But it's not nearly the life-changing experience I was promised.
And you saw the B team too, so.
Yeah, I didn't even see. I saw practice.
You didn't
even
see
worse
practice.
Rehearsal.
Stop
Jesus.
It. Jesus. There's just
yeah,
so
Jesus,
many
you, not Jesus me, Jesus you.
Well,
where
who knew
I?
You were going to
oh, yeah.
run right out to a ticket reseller and buy nosebleed seats
to be a good boyfriend? God. Mm. Then where do I find myself? Ripped off in the nosebleeds. Thanks a
behind
lot.
Behind a pole.
Yeah.
Forgot his glasses. Can't see a thing.
Anyway.
Oh, good time.
Let's take a break. I'll read your text after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.